Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find us on YouTube, 92.3 The Fan, right there on YouTube. Subscribe. You can watch the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima live. Also, Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin as well, live each and every day on 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. You can subscribe to that bad boy for free, and you can also catch all of the best contents from all of the shows as well, including Andy's rant, and you can watch.
Oh, great.
You can watch his face go red. You can watch.
Did I go red?
No, I don't think you did.
I just didn't feel like hearing about the dome today.
Even the rant I was talking about. I was going off the rip.
Oh, the rip one?
Yeah, the one right off the rip.
It's just weird. Jeff and I always go back and forth, and I was just like, hey, I can keep going. This is awesome. I don't know. Am I more upset?
I had nothing to add. It was like, huh? Well.
No, you were good. You were good.
Sometimes in life, you see the chef doing his best. You're like, man, I'm going to get away or else I might lose a finger.
You got to let him go sometimes. You just got to let it go. I don't know if I'm more upset about the fact that it feels like, you know, the regret of watching Joe Flacco last night come back to beat the Steelers, or the fact the morning show had Rush tickets to give away. Did you see that? Sitting here right now.
I did. I saw it. It's floating around in a corporate email.
How did the Rush tickets get by? Why weren't we allowed to give these away?
But I got nothing.
You
got
to help me with that one.
You got
to help me with that. This might be a meeting. How does that happen?
Are you really going to call the nicest person we both know and complain about this?
No, you're right.
Who is the biggest sweetheart in this entire building?
Oh, no. That wasn't the meeting. That wasn't going there.
Oh, I thought you were
going to go in there. No, there's no way.
I was going to say, she's the biggest sweetheart on this earth.
Oh, my God. She's from heaven.
Yes.
The fact that she even talks to us is like.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because we're not.
No, man. How lucky was the morning show? They gave away Rush tickets. Oh, man. You know how hard it is to get these tickets? I was talking to Nard. Lower bowl, like $600.
Woo! Man. FIFA prices.
All right. Do we want to dive back into the pool here or not? You want to talk about high school football?
I know absolutely. There's nothing, and then there's less than nothing, and then I'm like somewhere in there.
Yeah, the only thing you need to know for this conversation is they went from 16 to 12 teams. That's all.
They got that going,
which probably
is nice.
A good idea. And then the top four teams all get a bye.
So that was making money.
All right, let's dive back into it. So the hard part is the reality. The reality is if the Browns win on Sunday against the Dolphins, all of this animosity, all of the things that you're stirring around in your head this morning, all the people that are like, man, I watched Joe Flacco last night. Why couldn't he do that for us? And by the way, their offensive line isn't, even with ours banged up, isn't as good as ours. But yet still, he was able to figure out a way to beat the Steelers. And maybe you're understanding why Mike Tomlin was upset. I'm still trying to figure that out. Mike Tomlin doesn't just say things.
No, Mike Tomlin is pretty calculated in everything that he says, as much as we also mock the fact that he can't control the volume of his voice.
That is true.
He's pretty cal. Well, you were the one who pointed that out
to me. Yeah, I forgot about it.
You pointed that out to me.
It's the modulation and the way my team is playing today that really has me confident that my defense is going to be able to step up.
I would take that guy here yesterday.
Well, how many coaches have the Steelers had since they stunk? Three?
Something like that.
Three.
Yeah.
Cowher, Tomlin, Knoll.
I mean,
when I was young, my dad would be like, you know, there was a time when Pittsburgh wasn't very good. They were really,
side
really
of
bad.
Things, like, I'm watching it on NFL Network in front of me. It's almost like they went, hey, let's bring in a guy with a decent enough arm, and the game plan is going to be get the ball out fast and throw it to Ja'Marr Chase. They threw Ja'Marr Chase the ball 23 times.
So what you're saying, throw to your best wide receiver, one of the best in the league?
23 times. It was almost like they said, if you don't know what to do with it, throw it to Ja'Marr Chase. What an insane game plan.
I've watched Ohio State do it for 2 years now.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
What you are witnessing right there is a complete organizational malfunction. Because, one, you don't have a Ja'Marr Chase that you can look at Joe Flacco and say, hey, throw the ball to that guy. You don't even have somebody who's in the same stratosphere.
Fannin is starting to prove himself there. I still think
you're not throwing Fannin the ball 23 times.
No.
You're not throwing David Njoku the ball 23 times.
No, but between them, you probably could throw it to the tight end 15 times.
You're not throwing the ball to the tight end 23 times.
No, you're not.
They don't even do that with Travis Kelce. They didn't even do that with Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, well, if they're not doing it with Kelce, then it doesn't matter. You're right.
They didn't even do that with
Tony
Gonzalez.
Good point. Hotoy. You're right. Good point.
That's what I'm here for.
Good point.
They didn't even do that with Antonio Gates. Like, that, this is an organizational reflection from what you've seen as a coaching staff to what you have seen drafting. That's what that was. It's like, hey, throw the ball to your best player and do it often. For the Browns to be like, throw the ball to your best player and maybe give him the stick-up stuff that Orlando Brown used in the replacements so that he could catch the ball better?
Fair enough. You know, they make gloves that are easy. Like, they're going to have to use the gloves this week that are better for water. You ever seen these gloves? They're awesome. They make a glove that is...
Oh, it's going to be nasty.
It's more of a leather-type glove than it is a pleather-type glove. And it's, but then you got to make sure you dry them, otherwise they're done. Like, they're expensive. I had a whole lesson in gloves this year. Ralphie's in Mentor. Ralphie!
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Hey,
make me feel better, Ralphie. Make me feel better. Tell me something positive.
I don't think there's not a lot of positive forecast for the Browns because I know somebody that works in the building. And
here we go. Juicy stuff. What do you got? Spill the tea.
I'm not going to say names.
Okay.
But I don't get in trouble.
The fur was flying. Stefanski did not want to get rid of Flacco. And he doesn't care because he knows he's out next year.
Ooh.
He's gone. And who's going to replace him? We don't know, do we?
No, how would you know? You don't know who will be available at the end of the season. You don't know if they put somebody in now that does a great job that might still be able to move on, if that's the case.
Look,
Ralphie, if you know someone in the building and they know you, you could be getting him in a lot of trouble right now, just so you know.
No. I'm not. They don't know who it is. And believe me, Stefanski.
Are you trying to say Ralphie's not your real name? Uh-oh.
Ralphie, yes. Know me in the building. But Stefanski's gone.
Okay.
And look, thank God we have the Guardians and Cavs. Can Dan Gilbert own the Browns also?
Thank you, Ralphie. Sure. Sure, he can own them.
I'm not going to tell the man how to spend his money.
How do you think that's going over at the NFL owners' meetings? Dan Gilbert's taking over the team. Oh,
yeah, that'll go well.
No problem.
Yeah, that's great.
Dan, over the cap, Dan?
Anyone? Parcheesi?
Anybody? Anybody? I'd love to be at that meeting. They're a fun group, the NFL owners. Isaiah is in Parma. Hi, Isaiah.
How are you, Isaiah?
Hear me out, guys, this time, please. Gabriel, somebody said he goes through his reads. That's crap. Have you been watching Gabriel? He eyeballs his receiver and damn near gets him killed. That's why he don't go through no reads. Oh, what is Stefanski? What quarterback has Stefanski ever
in the beginning. Mayfield in the beginning.
Case Keenum.
Yeah, a couple of
Cousins.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But you know who reminds me of Paul D? You know, you had a guy, Andy Roth, down there. He was a good stand-up guy. He, you can call his office, leave a message, he'll call you back. The gentleman that took over him, you can't even find him on your call-in list.
All right.
I got nothing.
That's the first time I'm speechless.
I got nothing. You know, I was saying that maybe you should get it out so that way you're not screaming at foliage. That guy might need to go scream at some foliage. I only say that because I walked by somebody who was doing that today.
Jeff said he saw somebody trying to beat up a tree.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
On the way into work. Is that true? Oh,
that was
you.
That was me 2 days ago.
What exactly was that?
Some dude was going like 80s kung fu montage to a tree.
Was he like practicing?
Yes.
Like Karate Kid? He was practicing.
He was like practicing.
He wasn't legitimately like...
It was like Mac.
I am the Lorax or anything, right?
No, man. It was like Mac from It's Always Sunny where he was kind of doing the...
Like Fight Milk?
Like legitimately practicing on a tree and then making all the noises that went with it. I turned my headphones up and walked very quickly by him. I did not want more information. Right. Yes, that took place.
All right, promise me this day is going to get better. This
day
is going to get
better. Somebody I walked by was yelling at a bush.
No.
Just screaming at a bush.
It didn't catch fire, did it?
No, it did not catch fire.
Okay, well,
Let's get that going for us.
Anthony and Illyria.
Tell Moses to move.
What up, Anthony?
Good morning, guys. How you doing there?
We are good.
Good. All right. Before the last break, Daryl made a comment about
Daryl.
Even though Andrew, I thought that was Daryl Wright. I'm sorry.
No, that's me. It's Dan Madigan.
I thought you were listening to the morning show. Daryl was really good on the morning show.
He was very good on the morning show. Right.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I apologize. Okay.
No worries.
Stan made a good point saying, well, although Andrew Berry's past drafts haven't been good, this one might be the start of something. So after he made that comment, this is what popped in my head. You know how Baker Mayfield had to grow into an MVP type of quarterback? Well, guess what? It's the same thing is probably happening with Andrew Berry. He takes to him some years to grow into a competent general manager. So let's not write him off too early. This might be the start of something. What do you think?
Hey, win on Sunday and everyone will believe that. How's that sound? Start winning on Sundays.
God, that Jerry Jeudy contract just hangs around. Because I'm willing.
Deshaun Watson contract isn't hanging around?
I can't blame the GM on that. That one I don't blame the GM.
Somebody had to come up with the deal, though. Somebody had to figure out.
When the owner said swing and a miss, it kind of told me what I needed to know. I can't. That hangs over everyone pretty much. That one hangs over all of it. That Jerry Jeudy contract is just inexcusable.
Q, 30 seconds, go.
All right, Q.
All right, how you doing, Andy? Dan?
Good.
Hey, listen, man. Let's call it what it is. Kevin Stefanski, that experiment is over. The ship has sailed on that, man. The common denominator in the last three quarterbacks that we've had, it was proven last night. You know, somebody was saying that, you know, if you give Kevin Stefanski better players, the outcome would have been different. No. Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski have been lockstep with picking these players. He doesn't prioritize skill guys. You know, Cincinnati showed you that without even an offensive line and two capable receivers, you can do damage. They made it to the Super Bowl with the same.
Wait. Cincinnati has two superstar wide receivers, and we have none.
They have a one and a two, Andy.
Yeah,
we have a one and a two. You went out and got Jerry Jeudy.
Are you saying that?
Which I was okay with that trade. It's the contract that followed it is the part that makes
and
me want to.
I'm sorry, I
got to
let you go.
Wall.
But I mean, you come in one hand and say Stefanski can't do it with this, but then Flacco did it with. I'm confused. Sorry. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Guess what? Brian Anderson joins us next. Baskin and Phelps.
The Fan Bud Light Tailgate is back. 6 hours of game day coverage. Nick Padone and Jake Vilmic get your game day started at 7 a.m. Jonathan Peterlin and Coach Lance Reisley take over at 10 a.m.
You know who's not a crazy, not a guy that understands Cleveland sports, a guy that's been a part of Cleveland sports? He's our good friend.
Would also be a good manager.
Brian Anderson. Hello. How are you, B.A.?
You know what? Enjoying your little banter right there because when I was warming up today, when I went to the gym, I jumped on the elliptical, like a little 10-minute warm-up, get the body going.
Yeah.
And I was literally watching old Mean Gene Okerlund interviews with Macho Man. Because there's
here
a,
we
there's
are
a
live
comedian.
At the Poughkeepsie Civic Center.
Oh yeah, and then the Macho Man comes in with he's just the best promos ever. And there's a comedian, I think his name is Dan Soder.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, it's incredible, bro. You just go watch some of his clips of him impersonating Macho Man Savage. You cannot tell.
It's
you
right
cannot
on.
Cannot. Tell it's more than right on. I've never seen an impression done more perfectly than when he does Macho Man. It cracks me up. But anyway, yeah, you mentioned Mean Gene Okerlund. I'm like, I was just watching him interviewed Macho Man, so it's pretty funny.
Macho Man was from Columbus, born in Columbus. Do you guys know that?
I did.
And you did know that?
Minor league baseball.
Minor league baseball stuff. I knew. I just didn't realize he was born in Columbus.
Yeah, I did not know that either.
Huh. Zanesville, Columbus. Wow, how about that? I wonder, when you were talking about it, I was like, I wonder what he was like in the clubhouse as a baseball player. Like, you tell me he wouldn't have been fun. Although he might have, I don't know, you know the way baseball is, he might have worn thin with some guys too. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, you gotta pick your friends wisely if you're going to be that.
He's like walking around.
Going in. Yeah, I don't either. But who knows? I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I don't think he's like walking up to guys and going, we got to get better pitching. And we got to make sure we get some contact. Then we'll cause some chaos on the base pass.
He should have a statue in Tampa.
That's how it works.
The last place he played was Tampa. The Tampa Tarpons. Tarpons. I'll spell it for you.
Yeah, no, I know who they are.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, what do you think about the Browns?
Not much. I mean, let's be honest, not much. Why? I mean, what would you think? And you're right. This weekend's game against the Dolphins, I mean, you talk about, you know, two teams, you know, seemingly going nowhere. I don't know. I don't think a whole lot. I'm you know what I'm tired of watching? I'm tired of watching 6 yard curls, 6 yard out passes, swing passes, tunnel screens. I'm tired of it. It's whatever. I you guys know we were on the text chain last night watching Joe Flacco light up the Steelers. Like, I mean, 9 days in or 10 days in, whatever, just like he did with Cleveland. Roll out of bed, grab a new playbook, and then just start lighting people up. And a division rival, nonetheless, and that outstanding drive at the end of the game, that outstanding throw to T. Higgins. And oh, by the way, how smart of him to slide down and then just run the clock to nothing and a chip shot field goal. That was a fun game to watch. And it was, I mean, it's the kind of quarterbacking from both guys that you've not seen in Cleveland since Flacco was there.
BA, do you think it's just as simple as this, you know, it's just time to move on from Kevin Stefanski and reset this whole thing in Cleveland? Or do you think this is redeemable?
I honestly think it's redeemable if he's got players.
But who were your weapons? I like the young running backs. I do like the young running backs a lot. But outside of that, who out wide scares you? I mean, Judy, okay. But I mean, you know, and by the way, you don't have a quarterback can get the ball down the field. You don't have a quarterback. Have we seen Dillon Gabriel throw a ball further than 15 yards down the field, unless he's throwing it away out the back of the end zone? Have we seen that? Again, all you see is little drops over the middle, six-yard curls, a little six-yard out pattern, maybe a quick slant attempt. That's all you see. That literally is all you see. So, and you don't have the weapons to be able to create after a four-yard catch. So it's just an offense that is just grinding itself into the ground. Where's the upside? You know, maybe Judkins pops one here or there. You know, Samson can be slippery. Okay. But outside of that, who are your guys? Who are your guys that scares the defense? And, oh, by the way, again, you don't see Gabriel throw the ball down the field. So how quickly is it going to take defensive coordinators to just condense the field, no matter where they are on the field, because you're not afraid of anything over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Over the top. Which makes it even more impossible to move the ball. I don't know. It's like watching paint dry. I think we all agree on that.
Where do we go Monday? I mean, do you really think if they lose Sunday, we're changing quarterback or it's changing head coaches? And maybe is it more than head coach? Because all I know is they made a couple trades. They traded a quarterback that won last night, and we haven't heard from the general manager. You've been around baseball for a long time. When someone gets traded in baseball, the GM is front and center the next day. I don't ever remember a time where we never saw that. And, like, I haven't seen the GM in forever, and he made two major trades in the middle of the season. Like, what's going on?
I don't know. But let me ask you this. Let's say that they lose to the Dolphins, and let's say Monday that they move on from Stefanski.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the new guy going to get out of this group? What's that going to accomplish outside of making a change to make a change? Nobody's going to provide a spark. It's not going to be a new. What's the difference going to be?
It's another day of paying someone not to be a part of your team if they fire them. Really, that's what it is at this point. Again, if you want to do it, if they're going to do it at the end of the season. I just don't see what's the value. What are you looking for? Because now it just feels like you're looking for the draft. You're trying to, okay, here's where we're going with the draft. Okay, all right. You know.
Listen, there's nothing more disconcerting than being 6-7 weeks into a season and having the conversation that we're having right now. It's just gross. It's sad. You want to be, what a baseball team say, and it kind of drives me crazy at times, but baseball teams talk about, we want to be playing meaningful games in September. You know, you want to get to December with a chance to make the playoffs and have meaningful games. And you're already, we're not to Halloween. We've still got a couple of weeks to Halloween and the season's over.
B.A., here's the problem. The problem is we're saying the same thing about the Browns. I want to see them playing meaningful games in September now.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. That's well done, Andy. That's good.
That's what happens when you hang around me for 20 years plus.
You know it's bad. I'm telling you. Did you watch the game last night to the end?
Did you get Do you want to hear what you're about to say? Dan's got the clip. I know exactly where you're going with this. Tell me if this is what you're talking about. Boom.
Do it.
All right. Yes, do it.
Happy crowd of Bengals fans. 33-31 victory over the Steelers. And if you can't hear it, the chowd is saying, thank you, Cleveland.
Oh, no, we heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Courtesy Brian.
I mean, could it be more embarrassing than Bengal fans chanting, thank you, Cleveland? Does that sum it up in a phrase? I mean, it's gross. And that's I'll leave it at that. But I heard that last night, and I mean, we all heard it, and we all just heard it again. And it's beyond the pale of embarrassment.
All right, before we go, we got to talk some baseball with you. First of all, I love this Toronto-Seattle series. I think it's a blast. Oh, the other thing, the other one's over, isn't it? I mean, Dodgers take care of this.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers are impenetrable. I mean, that team, you think you come up with a game plan, you think you come up with an answer, and not so much. I mean, they've got an answer for everything that you come with. It's been pretty amazing, and it starts with their pitching.
Yeah.
And those guys are finally all healthy, and they're pitching up to their capabilities. And if that's the case, you can't do anything about that. You just can't. You've got to hope for a great performance from your guy, and you know, maybe you get them out of there after six and a third, and someone from the bullpen you can ding. That's about your only hope. But the Dodgers right now just have an answer for everything the Brewers are throwing at them.
BA, is the starting pitcher back? I mean, because goodness, I watched Yamamoto go a complete game for the first time in forever, and Snell was unhittable. That changeup was unhittable.
No, I know. I tell you, he can pitch in some big spots. I've seen it here with Tampa, and obviously, you know, now seeing it from a distance. But Snell can come up big in big moments. There's no question. He's done it time and again, and it can be as dominant as any left-hander because he's got that dominant fastball that he can ride up in the zone. He can bring that thing down in the zone. He's got an excellent breaking ball that's sharp and late, and then the changeup. The changeup just you don't have an answer for because you've got to be geared up for the heater because, again, he'll use it top of zone, bottom zone, but he also pitches to the corners. He can be good with the glove side fastball and then the changeup off of that. You know, he's got the arsenal, obviously, of a power pitcher, but he's got the guile and pitchability of a finesse guy. That's a really, really tough combo to deal with. Guy knows how to pitch with really elite stuff. You're in trouble.
All right, BA.
And by the way, just to hit on your previous point, that Mariner Blue Jay series.
I mean,
didn't you think that the way the Mariners just took it to them in Toronto?
I thought it was over in Seattle. I thought it was going to be done.
Dude, I know. It's fascinating. The road team is dominating this series. I can't wait to see game five tonight and see where we go from there. But yeah, that series, I can't get enough of that series.
BA, you know, the thing I love about the Dodgers right now is letting guys go into the eighth inning or maybe getting a complete game. You know, Jeff and I were talking about that yesterday. That just feels so old school, and you know, it got me into just thinking about what always drove me nuts, still drives me nuts, is when you get a setup guy in the eighth who's mowing down the middle of the order and throws like less than 20 pitches or less than 15 pitches, and you have to go to the closer when it's over. Why wouldn't you stay with the setup guy? He's on fire. Those are the kind of things that drive me nuts, and I was really glad to see the Dodgers do what they did in games one and two.
Well, yeah, I completely agree, but that's the way that the game has gone. And, you know, I think that you're right. The starting pitching is starting to take a turn. And I think that you're going to see more of that around the league. guys want to lean on their starters a little bit more. I mean, think about the way that Cleveland, you know, and this year to an extent, but 2 years ago, they, I mean, it was their formula for every game.
Yeah.
Hey, starter, give me 15 outs. And then I'm going to go 1-1-1-1. Like you said, period. The sixth inning could be thrown by, you know, whoever it may be who's going to go out there and throw 11 pitches and just farve. But that's all you're doing. Out. Next guy in. You know, and that's how they do it. They don't ride anybody. You know, they don't give them an extra inning. It's just 1-1-1-1.
It's a conveyor
one.
Belt.
And that, yeah, it is. And here's the thing. That's fine. That's fine if it's working. But you have one guy that has an off night, and there goes the game. All because you're limiting guys. You're not, you know, you're just managing as if the game was decided at 4 p.m. Hey, we have a lead through 5. These are our 4 guys. We're going to line them up. Boom, 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 boom. This guy on this part of the lineup, this guy for the next part of the lineup, and right down the line we go until we get to the closer. And you know, again, that's all well and good, but one guy has an off night and that plan, you know, goes haywire. Everybody's got to be perfect every night or you don't win.
41-year-old Max
especially,
Scherzer.
How about when John Schneider
this
came out?
This is where I was going to go with this.
Yeah.
I don't know of another pitcher who could look his manager and go, no. And have him go, okay, I'm going back. Sorry, didn't mean to offend you.
Yeah. Who did that with the Yankees not that long ago? Was it Max Fried?
With AB?
Might have been Max Fried where Boone came out to get him. Yeah. And he talked his way back into the game and sent him back and then carved the next. It was a big spot, and it was the same kind of thing. You got to have a lot of cachet to send your manager back to the dugout. I got a manager in Venezuela fired.
What?
For doing that.
What?
For doing that, and it didn't work out.
Wait, what? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So I'll say it real quick. So
yeah, you got to go ahead.
I played for La Guaira. And we shared a stadium with the Caracas Leones. And Caracas is the top team, or top two, every year. Caracas is loaded. Mm-hmm. La Guaira, we were not very good, and that team has typically not been very good, at least back when I went down there to play. So we are playing Caracas. Now, when we play Caracas, that stadium is full. You've got armed guards in the dugouts with submachine guns in the corner of the dugouts. Oh, the electric atmosphere, the atmosphere is so electric. It's just crazy playing winter ball, you know, down there in Venezuela. And this is a long time ago. But anyway, we're playing Caracas, and it's a tight game. And there's 2 outs in the 8th, I believe. And there was a runner on second, 2 outs, and it was a 1-1 game. And they came out to pull me. And I did the same thing. I'm not coming out of this game. We have a banter back and forth. He leaves me in.
In English?
Back to the dugout. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. In English. My Spanish would not have been very good. I would just have been no. Whatever. But anyway, manager goes back to the dugout. Roger Cedeno is hitting. And Roger Cedeno hits a 14-hopper. That finds its way up the middle. I mean, this thing barely rolled into center field, but that run scored, and we got beat 2-1. And when I got to the field the next day, hey, where's Carlos, our manager? Oh, they fired him after the game last night. He's already on his way back to the States.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. That happened. You talk about
that never happened here, though? That ever happened in the States? Did you ever say no in the States? I can't imagine. And when Grover comes out for the ball, you're handing him the ball, right?
Pretty much. The only time I ever said no and it didn't work is when I was with Arizona in our expansion year. I'm pitching against the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium, and we have a 3-0 lead, and I've gone 8 shutouts. Mm-hmm. So I come off the mound. My pitch count is in good order, and I come off the mound, and Buck Showalter comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, lefty, that's it." And I'm like, no, that's not it. I go, it's a shutout. My pitches, I'm good. I feel good. No, that's it. And we got into an argument. And he said Felix Rodriguez was our closer. He was young, and he had never closed before.
Oh.
And Buck grabbed a hold of me, and he said, listen. He goes, we have a rookie closer. And it was early in the season. He goes, we have a rookie closer who's never done this before. This is a 3-0 lead. I need to get him opportunities. You are done. And I was like, okay.
And that was
okay,
the end.
Buck, I'm going back to the dugout.
When Buck gets a certain look on his face, you just say,
you're
okay,
done.
And you move it along,
All right, speaking of moving along, we got to roll. Thanks, BA. We'll talk to you soon.
You're the best, brother. Talk soon.
All right, boys, have a good weekend.
He is Brian Anderson, super friend of the show. I tell you, I was so fired up at the beginning of the show. Now I've kind of calmed down. People have been texting me all morning. They're like,
we're a little worried.
You got to chill out. I don't feel like going through another coaching change. I'll be honest with you on that. If that's what we're looking at on Monday, just win and kind of calm things down here a little bit.
No, because we all thought we were done with the chaos. Like, we all thought that the Browns had kind of figured this out and that things were starting to go into the right direction. And you had the 2020 season where everything kind of clicked, and you had, you know, you then ended up with that 22 season where it figured itself out a little bit, and you dodged a bunch of quarterbacks. And, you know, even with Jacoby Brissett, you could kind of make it make sense a little bit of where this was going. And, like, it seemed like the arrow was pointing up finally. And it seemed like there was a purpose to everything that was taking place. And it's almost like the last 2 years that just completely tanked that whole premise. And I just don't understand for the life of me how this has gone this south this quickly. And is it just as simple as, well, Deshaun Watson trade kind of tanked everything and you're dealing with the wreckage?
No, it's,
it feels like
it's more than that.
It feels like there's more. Yeah, it feels like that's kind of the path of least resistance, you know, answer. And I'm sure there's some part of that that's there. But I never in my life thought a Kevin Stefanski offense would not be able to run the ball. Like, that's one of those things.
I think they can. It's just a matter of, he's got to give it to Judkins. That's it. I mean, and just make sure you're doing the right. I think Judkins can run. I
do too.
The offensive line likes blocking for him.
There's yes.
Unfortunately, I see a Guardians path here for the. we could do a parallel between the Browns and the Guardians if you had any hope. What is? I mean, it's the same thing. Like, right? Guardians, no offense. Still figured out a way to win at the end. You know what I'm saying?
Are you trying
Browns,
to build
no
this?
Offense, still figured out a way to...
No,
I'm looking at the standings, man. I mean, you're 1-5. I can't stand looking at that, but you play all three teams again.
Oh, you poor misguided soul.
You play three teams again. I got you to 6-win. If you can beat Miami, what am I saying? But
you poor misguided soul.
I mean, we're just not that... What is the difference between the 1-5 Browns and the 4-2 Steelers?
Your hope is so cute. I want you to hold on to it forever. Just that childlike wonder in your eyes.
Stupid feeling you get when you go to buy a lottery ticket, too, right? Oh, man. And then you start thinking about, wow, I'm going to give this friend money.
All right, so I'll help them out.
Giving this friend money.
First thing I'll do is pay the house off.
Can't wait to.
Once I pay the house off,
I'm going to buy an ice rink. Talk about stupid money, right? That'd be dumb. Buying an ice rink. That's dumb.
It's like buying a bar.
Oh, no. 10 times number. Like, if you bought an ice rink for your house... Like, I see some of these houses.
Okay. Yeah.
These houses that have ice rinks in them, like, you know, not Olympic size, but. And I'm like, who's playing there? Like, and how often can you call all of your friends and go, hey, come on over. We're going to play. I need a couple refs. I better call a couple buddies over to play. Hey, can you run the scoreboard? Who's going to run the music? Like, who's doing that? Who's organizing the rink in your house to do all that?
Point.
Oh, man, I got to have
a question.
You know, you think about these people that own private jets that they've got to have like 3 mechanics and. You know, they have to have staff all the time to do that. Like, that at least makes sense. It gets you from point A to point B.
Right.
You're going to put a rink in your house. You're like, I got to have a mechanic to fix the Zamboni, and I got to make sure that I got a Zamboni driver. Or maybe I'll learn how to drive. No, you're not.
No.
If you have that much money, you're not driving the Zamboni. No.
You'll do it once. Maybe you'll do it twice. That's about where it ends.
Is that what you would put in your house? If you had all the money in the world and you want to put one frivolous thing in your house, and it can be anything, what would you put in there?
Probably a basketball hoop.
Just one hoop? You're not putting in a full size court? That's what you have that much money.
The number one thing I would put in would be like a movie theater type room with a giant screen that I could watch, you know, all the
I need
stuff
you to dream bigger,
watch.
Man. Dream bigger.
I would do that. And then I would do what I like about a basketball court, fine, you could do two of them. What I like about that is the fact that at any point, like the best part about basketball is that you could get better with basketball by yourself. Like, it's the only sport that you could truly do that. Like, you could just go get better at basketball. Why? Well, there's a basket. Here's a ball. Keep shooting.
I think the key between wanting a basketball court and wanting like an ice rink in your house is there's just no maintenance on the basketball court. It just sits. Call your buddies over. Hey, we're playing Shirts and Skins. Come on over. All right, let's go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
can you still do that? Is that politically correct to play Shirts and Skins?
I mean, you sit at the park all the time.
Do you really need to? I mean, if you're playing 3-on-3, you know who the other two guys on your team are.
Not if you're switching teams a bunch. It helps if you're switching teams.
All right, maybe. Dan's in Lakewood. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm good, guys. I joined a little bit late. I might have this wrong. But it sounded like we're lamenting the trade of Joe Flacco. Is that right?
Us? The entire world is, yeah. You know Dan, if you joined us late, I want Dan to play this for you. This was at the end of the game last night. This was all of your friends that live in Southern Ohio that should be, that if they really wanted to, they should secede to Kentucky. This, you tell me if this doesn't irritate you. Listen. Play, please.
Audio courtesy of Amazon Prime. I'm sorry, Dan.
Happy crowd of Bengals fans. 33-31 victory over the Steelers. And if you can't hear it, the chow is saying, thank you, Cleveland.
Okay, now go ahead, Dan.
It has nothing to do with my Browns, my friend. You know what? Let's see in a couple weeks how they're chanting, you know, thank you, Browns, thank you, Browns. Flacco, I mean, he's okay, but he's not going to be their answer. He's not going to be there next year. I don't care if he's with him.
Here's the problem. The answer, they don't need an answer. They need a Band-Aid, and we gave them the Band-Aid. That's why people are upset. But maybe that Band-Aid, you know, messes up the AFC North, and maybe you're right, Dan. Maybe Cincinnati just gives enough in there. They beat Pittsburgh last night, brings us a little closer to us. If we can find a way to win, okay. But that's like the eternal optimist.
Yeah, you know, I didn't see anything wrong with that trade. I mean, he's not going to do us any good next year. He
may not do them any good next year either.
What's that?
He might not do Cincinnati any good next year either.
He might not do Cincinnati any good this year.
I did him some good last night. Did you watch the game?
I didn't watch the game.
Maybe if you watched the game, you'd have a little bit of a different feeling. That's all.
Yeah, you're talking one game. I don't think so. Nah. I've seen enough of Joe Flacco to know what Joe Flacco is.
All right. Well, Dan, I think as you go around town, more people you're going to find yourself in an argument with a lot of people today.
Yeah. I wear my Browns jacket all the time.
Good.
Right. Not one person says anything to me today about Joe Flacco.
Oh, no way. There is no way, I mean, unless you stay in the house by yourself, there is no way someone doesn't say something to you. Because, Dan, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know you, but you seem like a pretty personable guy. And I bet someone's going to say something to you.
You know what? I travel around and I fix computers, okay? And I just come from a man who lived his first 5 or 6 years in Pittsburgh, came to Cleveland. And I was shocked when he said he was a Cleveland fan.
Oh, good for him.
And he said nothing about Joe Flacco. And nobody so far anything. And like I say, I got a Browns light jacket, you know.
All right. Dan, call us on Monday, will you please? Call us on Monday.
You got it.
Thanks, man. Dan the Optimist. I can live with that. I can totally live with that. I'm okay with it. I just think he is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.